bears my long, long trail, my winding, unto the land of...
Mr. Sniffles, are you being ill?
Being ill?
Yes.
No, I'm singing.
That's what you think.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was just getting in the mood.
In the mood? What for? To commit suicide?
No. You must be thinking of my brother.
Your brother? Don't tell me you've got a brother.
Yes, a twin.
A twin?
Yes.
Sort of a halfwit.
Yeah, no.
Well, look, what are you talking about? I must have been thinking of your brother.
Well, he belongs to a suicide club.
A suicide club?
Yes. What? They teach you how to commit suicide.
Nice fellows. I mean, what? Oh, do they?
Yes.
I suppose your brother's dead now.
No, they kicked him out.
Kicked him out?
Yes. He got behind with his subscriptions.
I see. What? Look, you must have been a very bright, intellectual family.
Yes. Then I had another brother on my mother's side.
On your mother's side?
Yes.
Oh, and whose side were you on?
Usually on my father's side.
Oh, just one happy family.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what was that you mentioned earlier about getting in the mood or something like
that? Today, I conduct the lesson.
Yes, I know. And you were getting in the mood?
To maintain silence and keep order.
You're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. I mean, is that so?
Yes. Huh? I intend to adopt a militaristic attitude.
Attaboy. I mean, oh, do you?
So, I sang a soldier's song.
Soldier's song?
Yes. There's a long,
All right. There's no need to sing it again. What lesson have you mapped out for the boys, Mr. Stoodles?
Oh, bird life, its meaning and importance. Photography and its relation thereto. Nests, their formation and development. The young, care of and growth of.
What?
Dealing mainly with Australian, African and American birds.
Just a minute. What is this? A year's course?
No, one lesson.
Do you mean to say that you're going to teach the boys all that in one lesson?
Yes.
That's what you think. You'd never be able to say all that much in one lesson, or else I'm very much mistaken.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't. I mean, Mr. Stoodles, if you think you're going to say all that to my pupils, as I know them, in one lesson, you'll need much more than a militaristic attitude.
Oh?
Yes, I should think you'd need chloroform.
Chloroform?
Yes, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if when... here they are now. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Mr. Snootles.
Hello.
All right. Look, that's enough of that. Mr. Snootles. Mr. Snootles, as you know, is here this morning, not in his capacity as caretaker, but as assistant master.
That's right.
Keep quiet. And he will conduct the lesson entirely on his own. Did you shout out then, Mr. Stoodles?
Yes.
What did you say?
I just said silence.
Oh.
I shouldn't talk to you like that.
No, certainly not.
No, not you. I meant the boys.
The boys?
We never said anything.
Bottomley.
You called out.
Mind your own business. Bottomley, will you be good enough to hold your tongue?
Strike, I'm on your side.
Are you? I mean, listen, this is not a fight. You don't have to go on anybody's side or anything. You're here to learn something.
Yes.
What's the lesson about, Mr. Snoodles?
Stafford, hold your tongue.
I was talking to Mr. Snoodles, sir.
Oh, well.
Bird life, its meaning and importance, photography and its relation...
Mr. Snoodles, will you kindly keep quiet?
That's no way to talk to me.
Dong him, sir.
Certainly. Bottomley, will you stop making remarks like that or you'll be dealt with?
Oh.
And the same applies to you, Stafford, if you continue asking questions.
What questions, sir?
Serves you right, Stafford. You asked for it. And by the way, Mr. Snootles has full authority to use my cane if he finds it necessary.
Yes.
So you boys just mind what you're doing and what you're up to. Because it'll... Oh, green bottle.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, look. That man's here again.
Won't have you being disrespectful to the assistant master.
No.
Hold your tongue. And now, seeing that you boys are all here and settled down, the lesson can commence. Mr. Snootles will now take charge. Stop that a minute. What on earth do you think you're doing?
Just giving him a welcome, sir.
Ah, were you? Well, don't.
Thank you.
Think nothing of it. I mean, go ahead, Mr. Snootles. Start the lesson, and I'll just stand over here behind the boys to see that no nonsense goes on.
Don't you intend to leave the classroom?
Leave it? Mr. Snoodles, are you ordering me out of my classroom?
Oh, no. But I thought better results could be obtained if I conducted this by myself.
Did you?
Well, I think it'll be better if you left, sir.
Yes, well, bottom of you mind your own business. I'll go if I want to, and I'll go if I don't want to. I'll do just as I like.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, good on you.
Thank you. There's no need for you to speak. Well, Mr. Snoodles, perhaps it would be better if I did leave you.
Yes.
But you boys remember what I've told you. You're to pay attention and there's to be absolute silence during the whole of the time that Mr. Snoodles is conducting the lesson.
Yeah, we're okay.
Well, good. You see that you remember that. I'll be over in my office preparing my next lesson. So if you want me at all, Mr. Snoodles, you'll know where to find me.
Yes.
Right. Well, goodbye and good luck.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Tata.
We're not going anywhere.
I know that. I just said goodbye to Dr. Pym.
Oh, is he gone?
Gone?
He's been gone for years.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, you're telling me.
Hey, pipe down, boy.
Stop talking like that.
Sure, anything you say.
Oh, well, I'm afraid it will be necessary for me to carry out my threat.
What threat, Mr. Snoodles?
I threaten to adopt a militaristic attitude.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, we'll all play soldiers.
No, I don't mean that.
Squad, attend!
Hold on.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, would you mind saying that again?
I said, hold on.
What does that mean, sir?
That means desist.
Yes, desist.
Ho, hi, he. You mean old Ard?
Yes.
Atta boy!
Old Ard, Greenbottle, old Ard.
I do not propose to give any more warnings.
No, sir.
Oh, pipe down, Stamford. Can't you see you're interrupting?
Oh, shut up, Bottomley.
Yes, old Ard, old Ard.
Stop that. I will now become brutal.
Well, all strike. Oh, just a minute. How do you think you're written?
I struck you.
Well, don't you ever do that again.
No. What? I will do it again if the occasion arises.
Ah.
Yes, he's your master now, Bottomley, and so.
So what?
So old Ard.
Yes, exactly.
When are you going to start the lesson, sir?
What lesson?
You jolly well keep quiet.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes.
I will now start the lesson. Thank you. My remarks today concern general knowledge.
What do you mean by that, sir?
Haven't you ever heard of general knowledge?
No, but we've heard of General Birdwood.
Oh?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, sir, we are going to play soldiers.
Yes. No. General knowledge is not a person, it's a study.
Ah. Well, I must have been thinking of three other fellas.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, thanks. Stop that. If that noise continues, I will be forced to speak very sternly to each and every one of you.
Yes.
And you needn't think that I'm frightened either.
Well,
I'm glad you understand me.
Aye. You know those Indians on cigar boxes?
Yes.
They won't hurt you.
No?
No.
That is irrelevant to the subject matter I have prepared for the lesson.
Ah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The subject I intend to lecture on is bird life, its meaning and importance.
Did you say bird life, sir?
Yes.
Is that Dinkum?
Yes.
Greenbottle, did you hear that?
What?
He's going to give us a lesson on bird life.
Not bird life?
Yes.
Yes, well, what do you know about that?
I have a fairly full knowledge of the subject.
Is that a fact?
Yes. Why, are you boys interested in bird life?
Interested? My brother's got a cobber. He's got a photograph of two pigeons.
Oh?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, we evolve things.
Yes.
What's that got to do with it, sir?
Well, I don't quite know.
What are you talking about, Bottomley?
Stamford, haven't you ever seen a photograph of a pigeon?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Well, there you are, Mr. Snoodles. You tell Stamford all about it.
Yes.
Greenbottle and I know all about pigeons.
Yes.
Well, can we go?
Yeah, no.
I fair go, Bottomley. Give him a chance.
Strike is a deal.
Yes.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, I just said yes.
I don't mean you. I mean him.
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, my name's Bottomley.
How do you do? I beg your pardon?
Oh, I said my name's Bottomley. Capital B-O-T-T-O-M-L-E-Y.
How do you do?
He means, what did you say?
Yes, what did you say?
When, sir?
When you called him a dill.
Ah, shut up, Stanford.
Well, yes, what's your matter with you today, Stanford?
Yeah, I'll see you afterwards,
I must ask you to stop talking.
Yes, old guard, boys, old guard.
I don't want you to say that again, Greenbottle.
Yes.
And Bottomley, did you call me a dill?
A dill? No, I shouldn't think so.
Oh.
No, I said, isn't it a thrill?
Isn't what a thrill?
You know, looking at a photo of a pigeon.
Oh, the robin redbreast gives me more enjoyment.
Is that Dinkum?
Yes.
Atcha, boy!
Old Ard, I mean, desist.
Yeah, pipe down, Greenbottle.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, any time.
Yeah. I will now outline my subject.
But you've told us that, sir.
No, I only mentioned bird life. I haven't given my subject in its entirety.
Is that a disease?
What?
What you said.
Don't be silly. That has nothing to do with it at all. I would... Oh, Dr. Pym.
Oh, I just thought I would drop in and let you know that it's recess time.
Is it?
Yes. Well, was I right?
Right? About what?
About your not being able to get through a lesson.
No, quite wrong.
Sure, yes, quite wrong. Yes, yeah. You boys keep quiet. I wasn't talking to you.
I was just concluding.
Were you?
And so, therefore, boys, you now have a thorough grip of the subject, bird life, its meaning and importance.
Yes, Mr. Snowdoes.
What?
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, Mr. Snowdoes.
Good morning, boys.